Chapter 6. The Boy in the Striped Pajamas. A few days later, Bruno was sitting in his bedroom and thinking about all the things he liked doing in Berlin that he was not doing at Outwith. Most of them needed friends, and he did not have any. And Gretel did not want to play with him. But there was one thing he did in Berlin, and he could do it here too. That was exploring.
When I was younger, Bruno said to himself, I loved exploring. I've not done any exploring here. Maybe it's time to start.
Bruno immediately jumped off his bed and found a coat and an old pair of boots. Then he left the house and walked through the bright sunny garden towards the long wire fence. He wanted to know who the strange people in the striped pajamas were. What was it all about? Behind the fence, it was like a city. All the people working and living together next to the house where he lived.
What's different from Berlin? He thought. And which person decides who wears the pajamas and who wears the uniforms?
He knew that the soldiers left this house and went to the people in the striped pajamas. So why did they never bring them back to their house for dinner? Bruno reached the fence and looked to his right. The tall posts and wires continued on, and he could not see where they stopped. But that was fine for an explorer. Bruno began to follow the fence, feeling like Christopher Columbus, who was Bruno's favourite explorer. He walked and walked, and each time he looked back at his house, it was smaller than the last time. While he was walking, he never saw anyone close to the fence. An hour passed, and he began to feel hungry.
Maybe that's enough exploring for one day, he thought.
But then he noticed something small and dark. He looked hard to try and see what it was. His feet kept moving, taking him closer and closer, until he suddenly realised that the small dark thing was a boy. The boy was just sitting there, looking at the ground. Bruno slowed down, and then, when he reached the boy, he stopped.
Hello,
he said.
Hello,
said the boy, looking up. He was smaller than Bruno. He wore the same striped pajamas as all the other people on that side of the fence, and he had a cloth cap on his head. He wasn't wearing any shoes or socks, and his feet were dirty. He wore an armband which had a star on it.
Are you exploring?
Asked Bruno.
Are you?
Said the boy. Bruno noticed that the skin on the boy's face was grey, and his eyes were enormous and very sad.
Yes, said Bruno. For 2 hours now.
Have you found anything?
Asked the boy.
Well, I found you,
Bruno replied after a moment. Then he sat down opposite the boy and looked at him through the wire. He wanted to ask why the boy looked so sad, but decided not to yet.
I live in the house on this side of the fence, he explained. It's only got 3 floors. My room is on the 1st floor, and I can see over the fence from there. My name's Bruno.
I'm Shmuel, said the little boy. I've never heard of your name.
And I've never heard of yours, replied Bruno.
There are lots of Shmuels here, said the boy.
How old are you?
I'm 9, replied Shmuel. My birthday is the 15th of April, and I was born in 1934.
Bruno's eyes opened wide, and his mouth made the shape of an O.
I don't believe it, he said. My birthday is the 15th of April too, and I was born in 1934. We were born on the same day. Isn't that strange?
Very strange, said Shmuel.
Bruno suddenly felt very happy. A picture of Carl and Martin and Daniel came into his head.
Do you have many friends? He asked.
Oh, yes, said Shmuel. Well, some. There are a lot of young boys here. We fight a lot of the time, though. That's why I come here, to be alone.
It's not fair, said Bruno. Why am I on this side of the fence where there's no one to play with? And you've got lots of friends that you can play with. Oh, I must speak to Father about it.
Where did you come from? Asked Shmuel.
Berlin, Bruno replied. It's in Germany. Don't you come from Germany?
No, I'm from Poland, said Shmuel. But I speak German because Mother teaches it in school. She teaches French and Italian too.
Poland, said Bruno slowly. That's not as good as Germany, is it?
Shmuel frowned.
Why isn't it? He asked.
Well, because Germany is the greatest country in the world, Bruno replied, remembering Father's words. So, where is Poland?
Shmuel was silent for a moment, and then he said,
This is Poland.
Is it? Asked Bruno, looking surprised.
Yes, said Shmuel, but it's not a very nice part of it.
Berlin is much nicer, said Bruno. We had a big house there with five floors, and there were lovely streets with cafes and a fruit and vegetable market.
Krakow, where I come from, is nicer than Berlin, said Shmuel. Everyone is very friendly, and the food is much better too.
Well, we don't agree, but that's okay, said Bruno,
because he did not want to fight with his new friend. Then he asked,
Why are there so many people on that side of the fence? And what are you all doing there?
Shmuel was quiet for a moment. Then he said,
All I know is this. Before we came here, we lived in a small flat over a watch shop where Father makes his watches. We were happy. Then one day, things started to change. I came home from school and my mother was making this armband for me with this star.
And he pointed to the band on his arm.
We had to wear it when we went outside.
My father wears one on his uniform too, said Bruno. It's very nice. I'd like one.
But they are different, aren't they?
Said Shmuel, shaking his head.
We wore the armbands for a few months, and then things changed again. We had to leave our house.
Oh, that happened to me too, shouted Bruno. The Fury came for dinner, and then we had to move here. I hate it here. Did he come to your house too?
No. We had to move to a different part of Krakow, and the soldiers built a big wall. We all had to live in one room with another family. There were 11 of us, and the mother and father kept fighting.
Gretel likes fighting, started Bruno. She's...
We lived there for some months, continued Shmuel, who did not seem interested in Gretel. Then one day, the soldiers came with huge trucks. Lots of people didn't want to leave. They ran away or hid under the floors. The truck took us to a train, and the train brought us here. It was a terrible journey. There were too many of us, and there was no air. The smell was terrible. When the train stopped, we got out and had to walk here.
We had a car, said Bruno.
Then Mother was taken away from us, said Shmuel, and Father and I were put in those long buildings.
Shmuel looked very sad when he finished this last sentence, but Bruno did not know why. It did not seem that terrible. Nearly the same thing happened to him.
You don't have any food, do you?
Asked Shmuel.
I'm sorry, said Bruno. I wanted to bring some chocolate, but I forgot.
Chocolate, said Shmuel, very slowly.
Bruno suddenly stood up.
I should go back, he said. Maybe you could come to dinner with us one evening.
Maybe, said Shmuel.
Or I could come to you. I could come and meet your friends.
You're on the wrong side of the fence, said Shmuel.
I could get under it, replied Bruno. There's a bit of wire that's broken here.
And he lifted up the wire from the ground. It made a hole that a small boy could easily get through. Shmuel stood up and started to move away.
I have to go back, he said.
I'll come back tomorrow, shouted Bruno.
But Shmuel said nothing. Then he turned and started to run back to the buildings. Bruno started walking home. As he walked, he decided not to tell anyone about his new friend. They might not like Bruno coming here. No, he would make it his secret. Well, his and Shmuel's.